Stay connected. Stay informed. The Top 5 at 5 from Como News. Sponsored by All City Fence.
Good evening. Como News Time 502. I'm Rick Van Sice in Seattle. 61 degrees. Scattered light rain showers.
I'm Jeff Pozzola in Everett, where several hundred Boeing machinists walked off the job today protesting the company's vaccine mandate. Many in the crowd criticized President Biden and Governor Inslee, while others promoted conspiracy theories about the pandemic. Now, the company has said all employees must be vaccinated against COVID-19 by December 8th, or they risk losing their jobs.
I'm Ryan Harris. A local health expert says he believes booster shots using the mRNA COVID vaccines are the best path forward. UW Medicine's Dr. Ali Mokdad says he hopes the next move is approval for mRNA boosters, no matter which vaccine you got first.
From a scientific standpoint, if you have an mRNA vaccine and you get a booster from mRNA, it's way better than anything else.
In just a few minutes, Dr. Mokdad will tell me why boosters are so important and why vaccinated people with boosters need to play a role in reducing community and infections.
It's not clear yet how many Department of Corrections employees will lose their jobs, but more than 500 of them still haven't submitted proof that they got a COVID vaccination. DOC leadership expects more will trickle in over the weekend. Assistant Secretary Mike Obenlund says they might occasionally have to shut down non-critical activities, but he says food and religious services as well as yards and gyms will continue.
This is just something that we do in our agency, is we work all the time towards making sure that we have as few disruptions as possible.
Oberlin says the Walla Walla Penitentiary and Clallam Bay Prison are on the watch list for the number of employees they might lose, but he says they also have 4,000 vacant beds, so they're considering units and can move workers or inmates as they need to. Well, who has the better donors? That's what the candidates for Seattle City Attorney are arguing about. Nicole Thomas Kennedy says her opponent, Ann Davison, has accepted donations from big business, while she will be the one to go after them.
I will defend Seattle by suing those who do large-scale harm to our city. Companies that commit wage thefts and landlords that break the law to take advantage of their tenants.
In a written response, the Davison campaign pointed to its nearly 3,500 individual donors, calling itself purely grassroots.
I'm Bill O'Neill. Parents of many Seattle Public School District students will need to use the weekend to come up with alternate transportation plans. The district will cut some 140 bus routes amid a driver shortage and Monday's deadline for school employees and contractors statewide to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Some routes will continue in certain special circumstances. The district says it will work on a case-by-case basis with students who have no other way of getting to school.
504, let's stop down and get the latest on traffic. Como updates every 10 minutes on the 4s from the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center. And here's Tama Fulton in for Marina Rockinger.
Good evening. We are still seeing a stalled bus on southbound 5 at 45th Street in Seattle. It's taking up the left lane. Traffic is stop and go from 85th Street, and that continues past that scene all the way into downtown Seattle. Northbound 5, that earlier crash in Mount Lake Terrace at 220th Street, that's been cleared away from the right shoulder, but we're still seeing some very solid traffic as you're heading from about 145th Street all the way through Linwood, and then again from Highway 526. It's just bumper to bumper all the way through Everett to Highway 529 in Marysville. Southbound 405, a stop and go from Northeast 8th Street in Bellevue to 44th in Newcastle. And we do have in Sumner an earlier crash that's cleared eastbound Highway 162 near 80th Street. There's still a residual backup from Highway 410. And in South Center, still launching fire crews on the scene of a commercial fire at South Center Boulevard just west of 61st Avenue. Our next Como traffic at 514.
This update on traffic sponsored by Beacon Plumbing, Heating and Electrical. Call Beacon today and save $50 on all heating and air conditioning. Just call 1-800-FREAKIN and stop freaking. Call on Beacon. Weather now from Como 4, Shannon O'Donnell.
It's Friday afternoon and it's really damp in the north end and quite dry to the south. In the middle for most of the central sound, we've seen just a few light sprinkles here and there. Otherwise, mainly dry for Seattle, definitely looking damp for Everett, and then much drier to the south from Tacoma into Olympia near the Oregon state line. Same pattern tomorrow, a big surge of warm air though. We'll see temps well into the mid-60s, kind of a balmy feel for Husky homecoming. Bring your rain gear if you're heading to the game at Montlake, because that cold front finally does get on the move on Saturday night. That game could go late. Should see some rain by midnight, if not before, and then lingering scattered showers. Much cooler, too, on Sunday with highs in the low 50s. In the Como 4 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Shannon O'Donnell.
Downtown Seattle temperature 61 with some scattered light rain showers. With the U.S. on track for approval of booster shots for the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines, a local public health expert says there are still more steps needed. vaccinated, and Como's Ryan Harris explains.
The move toward approving those booster shots is the right move for a number of reasons, says UW Medicine's Dr. Ali Mokhdad. Dr. Mokhdad says we need to look at whether it's okay to mix, to use a different vaccine for a booster than what you took initially. He says J&J as a booster for Pfizer or Moderna is unlikely, because he says the mRNA vaccines provide much better immune responses, even as a booster for J&J. But he hopes the next step will be approval for any mRNA vaccine as a booster.
There have been a couple of studies that showed if you have received Pfizer, can you get Moderna or vice versa? Very few of them. And it shows that both of them are effective. mRNA are our best vaccines right now. And we need to make sure that we can produce more and more of mRNA, not for us in the United States, but for everywhere else in the world.
And Mokhdad was clear that doesn't mean there's any flaw with the J&J shots and that you are protected. Mokhdad says they're still working on projections for waning immunity, which now require them to look not only at differences in age groups and locations, but also between men and women. But he says they're certain there is waning immunity 6 months after you've taken the vaccines, and even more so if you're relying on immunity from a COVID infection, because he says the vaccines provide much better immunity.
Usually with other viruses, that's not the case, with vaccines for other viruses. So it's very important to remind everybody, even if you got infected, even by the Delta variant, you're not immune again for the Delta variant, and you have some immunity, but it doesn't last for a long time, and it wanes much faster than that immunity from an mRNA vaccine or any other vaccine.
Mokhdad tells me they're 100% sure we'll need boosters, mainly to provide continued protection from COVID infection.
So if our end game is to make the virus, you know, yes, Ali Mokhdad, I got my vaccine, I may get COVID-19, but it's not going to cause me major health problems. If that's the end game, boosters right now are not needed. But if the end game is to prevent infection, then, yes, we need a booster because we want to make sure to reduce the circulation of the virus in our own community in order to protect ourselves, our economy.
Mokhdad also says really the best booster for the U.S. is for people not vaccinated to get the vaccine.
Right now, what we are seeing in the United States, more Americans are getting a booster than Americans are getting a vaccine. So what you're seeing right now, people have been convinced about the value of a vaccine and why vaccine is good for all of us, that going out and getting their boosters. But we haven't seen a rise in people who haven't been vaccinated going out to get the vaccine. And we have a lot of work to do ahead of us, especially before winter.
Dr. Mokhdad says COVID reminded us of something important about medical science. He says in the past 20 years, we've moved into specific medicine.
So if you look at the UW right now, one of the best medical schools, we're very specific in what we do. So you could come to the hospital, somebody could come to the hospital, and then we check their own DNA, and then we design a treatment for them. But COVID-19 reminded us that it's not about the individual. You have to keep advancing, treating an individual based on what they need, but also at the same time, you need to keep an eye on the society and the community. And COVID-19 has reminded us the importance of population health.
And Mokhdad says that importance of population health includes making sure we get as much of the world vaccinated against COVID as we can so we can get the virus under control. Ryan Harris, Como News.
5:10 now at Como News. We check in with the Beacon Plumbing Sports Desk and Como's Bill Swartz. The Hawks offense missing a couple of key players for Sunday night football in Pittsburgh.
We all knew Russell Wilson wasn't playing because of a middle finger surgery, and today the Hawks officially ruled out running back Chris Carson. Now, Pittsburgh quarterback 39-year-old Ben Roethlisberger is healthy enough to play in Sunday's primetime game. Seattle coach Pete Carroll on the challenges of facing Big Ben.
And Ben still can drop the ball in a freaking dime, up the sidelines, down the middle, whenever he has to, and guys literally can be pulling on him while he's doing it. So that's an unusual part. He's hard to sack.
Friday night Pac-12 football lights shine on Oregon and California. Both Washington and Washington State tomorrow night have important home games. The Cougs against Stanford, 4:30. The Dogs at 5:30 face UCLA. American League Baseball Championship opens tonight in Houston. Lefties on the mound, Framber Valdez, Astros, Chris Sale, Boston. The Dodgers beat the Giants in deciding Game 5 with a controversial last out. Now in 15 minutes on Como News Radio, what is the challenge? check swing rule? Why didn't the umpires use video replay? And congrats to the Seattle Kraken getting their first NHL victory in Nashville. It's on to Columbus tomorrow night. Sports at 10 and 40 after the hour. Bill Schwartz, Como News.
Colleges and universities across the state are losing staff members over COVID vaccine mandates, and with Monday being the deadline for state workers to be fully vaccinated, many of those employees will spend the weekend clearing out their desks.
Walla Walla Community College has already lost several staff members, and more will be gone as of Monday, including volleyball coach Chelsea Spear, who never thought it would come to this.
I guess maybe I was naive to think, oh, that'll never happen.
Spear tells Como she and her husband, Justin, who is the baseball coach and is also being terminated for not getting the COVID shot, object to the vaccine because of their faith. She tells Como tonight will be her last time coaching the women's team with a home game. Having the players' support, though, has meant everything.
You don't give up because that's not what you want, and that's not what God wants. And so you can persevere and be a light to the world, is what I said, too.
The Walla Walla Bulletin reported between 10 and 20 staff members from the college were expected to lose their jobs over the vaccine mandate. Carlene Johnson, Como News.
Visitors to Harborview Medical Center will soon have to show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test within 3 days of visiting the hospital. The new policy taking effect on Tuesday and applies to all inpatient visitors over the age of 12. While the policy starts at Harborview, it will soon be implemented at all UW Medicine hospitals and clinics. All visitors over the age of 2 will also be required to wear a medical grade or surgical mask to enter any UW Medicine hospital or clinic starting on Tuesday. Governor Inslee confirming state ferry system responding to a vaccine mandate protest when it decided to cut service. Ferry service suffered from last-minute cancellations over the past 2 weekends.
We believe that some of the problem were people who wanted to demonstrate their displeasure with this requirement, and so they were unwilling to come to work those 2 weekends. We didn't want that to happen again this weekend.
And the preemptive service cuts for this weekend affect major routes, including Seattle-Bainbridge, Muckleto-Clinton, and Edmonds-Kingston. Inslee says the system might be able to restore some sailings throughout the weekend if enough staff are available. When was the last time you took a look at your phone bill? Como's Man to Factor tells us why you should.
The Better Business Bureau is issuing a warning about what's called cramming.
It's the illegal act of adding unauthorized service charges to your phone account without your knowledge or your approval.
The BBB's Ben Spradling says they will often be listed as service fees or simply other fees.
They're hoping a few dollars here and there will just go unnoticed, and a lot of the time they do.
Tens of thousands of Americans have been affected by cramming.
And recently, the Federal Trade Commission sent $5 million in refunds to people who lost money as a result of cramming. So there's plenty of reason to give your phone bill a closer look these days.
What can you do? Spradling says you should ask your provider to block all third-party charges. Manda Factor, Como News.
Como News time, 5:14. All right, let's get an update on our Como traffic. It's a weekend coming up here, and it always gets kind of crowded here on a Friday afternoon. Every 10 minutes on the 4 as we do it, we're from the Newbin Law Group Traffic Center, and here again, Tama Fulton.
Well, we have a new crash in Fife on northbound 5, this time near 54th Avenue. Right there, the Fife curve is blocking the two right lanes. Emergency crews are there on the scene. I'm seeing a solid backup approaching that area. Traffic is having to shift over all the way to the far left lane and HOV lane to cut by. Southbound 5, still very heavy through Federal Way as well from Highway 18 all the way into that Fife curve. And, of course, they're being distracted by this crash on the northbound side, so there's some slowing right there in the Fife curve. Still watching southbound 5 coming into downtown Seattle is just a struggle from Northeast 85th Street all the way through downtown. Northbound 5 through Everett, solid from Highway 526 all the way up into Marysville. Southbound 405, very heavy coming through Bellevue from Northeast 8th Street all the way into Renton. Our next Como traffic at 524.
And this update on traffic sponsored by All City Fence, locally owned and operated since 1953, now serving Snohomish County. All City Fence.com. The Puget Sound forecast will have generally cloudy skies overnight. Slight chance of this rain continuing that's been scattered around through the afternoon and evening. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, but warmer. Highs in the mid-60s and just a slight chance of rain as we get more rain coming back in on Sunday with highs in the 50s. Downtown now 61.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The Northwest's only 24-hour news station. Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
I'm Rick Van Sice, Lisa Jaffe with The Day Off, and our editor is Kathy O'Shea. In the headlines, a congressional committee investigating the January 6th insurrection has set a vote to recommend criminal contempt charges against former White House aide Steve Bannon. A former Boeing employee pleading not guilty today to charges of fraud in connection with the development of the 737 MAX before two planes crashed. Mark Faulkner made his first appearance in federal court in Fort Worth, Texas. If Mexico gives the go-ahead, the Biden administration plans to resume the so-called Remain in Mexico policy for asylum seekers waiting to enter the United States, a policy originally implemented by the Trump White House. Reporting on this for The Washington Post, Nick Miroff, who talked with Como's Taylor Van Sice.
Nick, this program was extremely unpopular among Democrats and the president himself. How do we get to this point where now the White House is in negotiations with Mexico to get it going again?
Well, a federal judge has forced the Biden administration to re-implement this policy. The President Biden ended it soon after he got into office. He had campaigned against it. He described it as inhumane. But the states of Missouri and Texas sued the administration, saying that it had triggered a surge in legal migration across the border that was having an adverse effect on their states. And the federal district court in Texas agreed with them. And when the Biden administration appealed it to the Supreme Court upheld the decision. And the Biden administration is now under obligation to re-implement the program in good faith if the Mexican government goes along with it.
And that's kind of the key part here is if Mexico says, OK, what would Mexico get out of this deal?
Well, Mexico has raised some concerns about the reimplementation that the Biden administration said it is addressing, namely that the cases be processed much quicker, that that the United States not return vulnerable groups to Mexican border cities, where, as many listeners will remember, they are required to wait while their asylum claims are processed in U.S. courts. And other stipulations, you know, along those lines, trying to avoid some of the worst aspects of Trump's version of Remain in Mexico. In one sign that this is likely to head forward, the Biden administration has already signed contracts with companies to basically to set up the tent, soft-sided temporary court facilities right at the border in Brownsville and Laredo, Texas. The administration told the court yesterday that they believe that talks with Mexico are progressing, and that's why they can go forward with these contracts to get it ready for the first cases as soon as mid-November.
Any idea on how many asylum seekers could be returned to the Mexican side of the border?
Well, I don't think we're going to see the volume necessarily that we saw under Trump, although right now, obviously, the number of people crossing the border is significantly higher. The Biden administration said yesterday that the Title 42 emergency public health law that it has been using for many months that started under the Trump administration and remains very controversial, they said that will continue to take precedent over any MPP cases. So if they can expel a border crosser using Title 42, citing the pandemic, then they will do that, rather than put somebody through the MPP process, the Remain in Mexico process that does give them access to the U.S. court system, just makes them wait outside U.S. territory.
Nick Miroff with us on Como News, immigration reporter for The Washington Post. You can find this story and all of his work online at WashingtonPost.com. Nick, thank you.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
And that's Como's Taylor Van Sice with the interview. 520 now and your Como Propel Insurance Money Update.
A surprising rise in monthly retail sales and some positive quarterly earnings news boosted stocks today. The Dow Industrials moved up another 381 points or 1.1%, while the NASDAQ Composite gained 73 and the S&P 500 added 33. For the week, those indexes all gained more than 1%. An FDA advisory panel today endorsed booster doses of J&J's single-shot COVID-19 vaccine. Johnson & Johnson had asked for flexibility with its booster, arguing the extra dose adds important protection as early as 2 months after initial vaccination, although it might work better if people waited 6 months. They've been booked. Prosecutors have charged a group of men in Michigan with stealing $1.5 million in books from Amazon's textbook rental service and selling them for cash. That's Your Money Now. I'm Jim Chesko, Como News.
Our Money News on Como at 20 and 50 past every hour. Coming up, traffic. traffic and weather. And then, boy, the story that all baseball fans are talking about today. Was it a swing and a miss or a check swing? And we'll have a closer look with Bill Swartz.
Como News. Join the Como News Listener Club. This week, win two tickets to the Georgetown Haunted Morgue with Star 101.5. Get details on this must-see experience at seattlehaunts.com. Just go to comonews.com, highlight radio, and click on radio contests.
Are you